day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Jimmy J's asleep, and I just tried to call him. I didn't get him. I left his, well, I couldn't even leave a message for him because his phone messages are full. So I gave him a call, and, you know, he usually is with us on Sunday mornings, but he's been absent many, many days lately. I'm going to have to come down on him really bad and give him a fine, or else maybe our boss is going to give him a fine, you know. Anyway, this is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. I'm happy you're with us today. We are expecting the Colonel to call in. I think Kevin Bowles might be on with us, Billy Van Horn, maybe our buddy Gary Gatehouse. You know, they all threatened to call me and threatened to listen, but we never know. But there are 356 days till Christmas. Just want you to know, just so you get yourself set, you know, get yourself revved up for the new Christmas season that's coming up, where we won't have any guns. You know, because Barack is really fired up. He says he's fired up, and he's going to do an executive order on gun control, and he's going to straighten us all out. He just wants the criminals to have guns. You know, the criminals are allowed to have guns because they got to do their job. The people who have got to protect themselves, they don't need guns because there's too many of these terrorist shootings. Are, you know, like, listen, when he does the gun control thing, and he puts more, the first thing they're going to do is he's getting together with Lynch, his attorney general, and they're going to discuss how they can put more stringent rules on getting guns. Especially, they keep on talking about the gun shows, the flea markets, the gun shows where they sell guns. No stringent rules, and they're worried about that. But ISIS doesn't listen to that. You know, Al Qaeda doesn't listen to that. None of those guys, they couldn't care less about that. And I just saw that Saudi Arabia, they killed a bunch of Shiites and of imam and everything like that. There's a big thing going on where Iran is protesting, and it's amazing what's going on. I'll tell you, I got to see. And then armed protesters took over a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. I don't know what they're going to do with it. And maybe they're going to keep some of the terrorists there. I don't know. Bundy and the militiamen. Wow, it's unbelievable what's going on here. I'll tell you what. These guys look very friendly, though, all these terrorist guys. Look at these guys. Saudi executions will topple regime. That's what it says on Drudge Report here. You know? And, Trump is trying to topple the Clinton regime with the sexism stuff that Hillary started bringing up. She's not going to bring it up too much anymore, though, because he's really on Bill Clinton. He's going to really go after Bill Clinton. I tell you, I think Bill Cosby may be a good choice for Hillary's vice president. I think he'd be a really terrific choice. The whole world loves Bill Cosby like they love Bill Clinton. All the pedophiles and the womanizers, they love those guys. They love Bill Clinton. They say he'll be elected again if he ran for the presidency. You know, that's what they say. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm crazy, but I guess the Democrats, they don't see any of this stuff. They don't see any of their corruption. They think they're great. They think Hillary is like the sweetest little lady. You know, she's so corrupt. You can't even imagine it, how corrupt she is. I mean, I saw another video this morning that's unbelievable. I got to send it to Lisa, and I posted it on my page, but it's unbelievable. Man, it really specifies all the little things that her and Bill Clinton have done through the past, 25 years or so that are so criminal, you can't even, it's hard to explain. It really is. It's really, really hard to explain. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. The number here is 347-838-8898. If you want to call in and chat, feel free. Call in if you got a question, and I probably won't be able to answer it, but I'll talk as much as I can in order to be evasive and act like I know what I'm talking about. But we don't know anything here. What do we know? We know a little bit about music. That's all. You know, we're amateurs. That's all. We're just amateur musicians and amateur everything, amateur politicians, amateurs, very, very flaky. We don't know what we're doing here. We just, you know, we talk a big game and, you know, and people say that, Trade Martin, this and that. But they don't know that. I really don't know what I'm doing or why I'm here. Or why I even got in the music business in the first place. I mean, I can't sing. I can't arrange or produce records. Jimmy did a new record of mine. He put the voiceover on, and it came out really great. I produced it just for his show, his New Year's Around the World show, which was Thursday night, the New Year's Eve. And he used it, and it was a message to the troops. We played it on our show last Wednesday night. Lisa played it on for me. I asked her to play it. And Jimmy's done a great voiceover on it. It's a toast to our troops, a special toast to our troops. And my buddy Jeff Rubin, it was his concept. He sent me the lyric, and I went over the lyric and changed it a little bit and wrote the melody to it and produced the record and got it ready just for Jimmy's show. And Jimmy loved it, and we played it. He played it last night again on his show on WMEX. Once again, this is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Happy you're with us, everybody, and I'm expecting the Colonel or Kevin Bowles to call in. Kevin Bowles, I spoke to yesterday from WATD, the DJ on WATD. He's great, great guy, and he just bought 100,000 vinyl records for a lot of money, and he was telling me about that. He's, you know, because he's a record collector, and he also buys and sells records, so. Anybody who buys 100,000 records has got to be a little off the wall to me, but that's, you know, that's what he does. That's what he likes to do. And I guess that's his hobby business. He, you know, he sells and buys them. Like I said before, and I told Kevin yesterday, it was 357 days till Christmas. Today is 356 days till Christmas. So just get ready, because we have to go through the spring, summer, the fall, which we're going to have the big 2016 election, where I believe if Trump is nominated, he can defeat Hillary. But I don't think anybody else has the name value and will cross and get some Democrat votes and some moderate votes who can beat Hillary. That's my opinion. I love Ted Cruz. Antoinette is his executive, his chairman in our town. And we love Ted Cruz. And who else we like? I like Huckabee a lot. I don't know why. I mean, he doesn't have a shot, but I like Huckabee. I like the way Huckabee talks. He's not a good bass player. He's not a good musician. I don't like him just because he's a musician. But I mean, not that he's terrible, but he's not a great musician, really. But he's a nice guy, and he's very smart, and I'm sure he was a terrific governor down there. They say there's some bad things about him down there, I don't know, in Arkansas. But I like him. I just like him. I don't know why. He just seems to always make so much sense to me, you know, when he talks. So that's just me. But Hillary is out there, and Trump has threatened her. He says, listen, don't bring up the sexism thing. Otherwise, I'm going to really come down on your hubby. I mean, Bill Clinton wasn't that bad. He was no Bill Cosby. But I don't think he drugged any of his victims. I don't think Bill Clinton drugged any of his victims. But but he sure did do a number on him. And then Hillary, of course, does a number on him after Bill does a number on him. And then Hillary takes him over and does a number on me, because she gets the IRS after him. She gets, she does. I heard they killed Juanita Broderick's cats, or I forget, call the Jones cats. I'm not sure. But Catherine Willie's cats, I think. That's the one. I don't know. They did something with her cats. I mean, really, some bad stuff. It's the Clintons are like a dynasty. They're like a mafia, but they got no honor. You know, at least the mafia. You know, like if you did the wrong thing, they took care of you. If you did the right, they didn't bother you. If they knew you were honorable, and they were, you know. But there's no more mafia anymore. They, you know, it's all just single guys running around. It's almost like the lone wolf ISIS guys running around. But the mafia don't want to kill all the infidels and they, like the ISIS does. Anyway, listen, Jim, looks like Jimmy J's not calling in. But we got a call from Barack this week, right after New Year's. He called Jimmy. He spoke to Jimmy at length. He was a little wiped out in the first part of it, and then he came to life, and he got sober, and I guess he wasn't on anything, and then he called back. I want you to listen to this thing. Lisa's going to play it for us.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jimmy. Happy New Year.
I've had a handful of prescription drugs, okay? And a glass of wine. I'm starting to feel kind of... Where was I?
It's the Jimmy J program.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Jimmy J is Lord!
Yes, yes,
Jimmy
yes!
Jimmy J program.
Yes, oh my God, yes!
Happy New Year.
Sleep it off.
So what? I've got a question for all those folks. What are you gonna do? Just shut up.
Hey Jimmy. Hey, PBM the stars.
When is this thing gonna be over?
Pump up the party! Come on! Pump up the party with Jimmy J.
Oh yeah, we're getting ready to roll. It sure is, darling, don't you know?
Here's Jimmy J.
DJ of the stars.
It's WMEX, baby, just like back in the day.
Pump up the party with Jimmy J.
We're gonna rock and roll till we can't rock and roll no more.
Hey everybody, I got my dancing shoes on. And I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hi, this is Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg with Jimmy J on Rewind.
From deep in the heart of Boston's musical memory, from the very heart and soul of rock and roll. WMEX is back!
Dang, 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 Jimmy J.
I got a strategy. I got a strategy. Shut up,
you moron.
Who the hell is that?
I think it's some guy from Indonesia.
Well, he sounds like an idiot.
What the hell are you gonna do? Just shut up! When is this thing gonna be over?
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Quiet, Bo. Hey, Jimmy. How are you doing? DJ of the Stars. Good morning and happy, happy New Year to you and your family. Yeah, they caught me a bad moment. I had a few that night. Listen, all you're going to do, and, you know, we all got to get loose once in a while. But listen, you know, I should have made Bo my Secretary of State instead of Hillary. Man, she did a bad job. You know, I mean, bad enough. I was absent from the job, and she was gone. Are you kidding? Anyway, there's some gun control this week. I want to straighten it all out. Don't worry about nothing. You tell your partner, what's his name again? Trade. I can't stand him. But Donald, he's gonna get working on taking his guns away. No problem. And they're gonna have any problem anymore. You're not gonna worry about guns. Only criminals will have guns. That's it. Only criminals have guns, and this way there won't be any problems anymore, because criminals need the guns to do their job. You see, Bo agrees with me. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Need you to start. You come down. We're going to have a little party for you. We'll drink a couple. We'll have a few and have a couple of cold ones and smoke a little bit, do a little bit. Whatever we want to do, you know, you and me. You and my buddy, Jimmy J, you are the DJ of the stars. And when I get out of office, I'm no lame duck, though. Don't worry about me. But when I get out of office, me and you are going to get together. I'm going to record something, and you're going to play it on WMEX, and you're going to make me a star. Goodbye, Jimmy. Talk to you later, buddy. You're the best. We got to break the boom. So long.
Shut up, you moron. Anyway, that's a little call that Jimmy got from Barack. He always is very friendly with Jimmy. Jimmy is actually is very friendly with John Kerry. He did a lot of John Kerry's things. He's another straight ahead guy. Boy, I love John Kerry. Everybody likes John Kerry. He's a really good guy. You know, he plays a little guitar, and when he was running for the presidency, and way back there, I think in 2004, he ran against GWB, 43, and they called me from the Musicians Union and said, listen, he's a guitar player like you, you got to vote for him. I said, I'm not voting for Kerry, what are you kidding me? Meanwhile, Springsteen was doing all kinds of concerts with Kerry and pumping up Kerry and everything like that. But what a loser Kerry is, oh my God, and he's a terrible, terrible Secretary of State too. He's a Trump says that Hillary was the worst Secretary of State ever. But John Kerry comes very close to her being. I mean, he's wiped out. He's another wipeout guy. I heard he drinks a lot. Jimmy says he drinks a lot, and I heard Hillary tips him pretty good. You know, pretty good every night, and she gets wiped out a little bit every night. I'm looking here, and it says that Trump has dared Bill Clinton to talk about women's issues. That's true. I mean, can you imagine? You know, Bill Clinton's going to talk about women's issues? Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it very much. I think Hillary's going to be shutting up about women's issues right now after this whole thing is going down with Donald Trump. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. The number here is 347-838-8898. Just in case you want to call up and state your case about if you love Hillary, you call us.
Okay.
If you love Trump. Who's there?
Hey, Trade. I'm
just here. Hey, what's up? How you doing, Kevin? I hear you.
Are you alone today?
Looks like it. Yeah, the colonel hasn't called in, and, you know, you like when I'm alone,
no.
You know. And we're alone together. We're alone together now.
Well, I'm in Hartford selling records. I mean, vinyl comeback is just huge.
Yeah, I know. They keep talking about that, and I know you've been telling me about that. Vinyl is coming back. But are they making? I wonder if they're still making. I guess somebody must be making.
Yeah, they are still making new ones. It's kind of you got to order them certain places. I mean, they're not in retail stores or anything, but there's some new ones coming out.
Uh huh. Well, what's the buzz around? I mean, you're from the Massachusetts area. What's the buzz around there about the about Hillary and Trump? Anything? What's the story?
I thought it was pretty interesting how Trump is kind of going after Bill with his affairs and the woman issue, too. And I agree with you, Trade. I mean, I think she can't play the gender card, you know?
No, because he's got her over the barrel now, you know? And who wants Hillary over a barrel anyway? I don't know.
You want this?
He's going to quiet it down pretty good with that issue anyway. That issue. But what else up there? Is anything happening with John Kerry? I was just talking about John Kerry. Boy, oh boy. He's something else.
Yeah, he really is.
His son-in-law or his son-in-law is related to the Prime Minister of Iran, I believe. You know?
Thank you.
I think. And the Prime Minister of Iran or one of those guys was his best man, not Kerry's best man, his son's or his daughter's husband's best man at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
There's something going on there. It's very strange. And and Iran is testing missiles.
Did I ever tell you, Trey, I saw John Kerry at a light one time?
No, you didn't know. No.
Yeah, I was. He was in his SUV coming off route once, coming off 95. He was in a. He was out of light. I let him go. He gave me a wave.
Oh yeah.
My dad remembers him back in the day when he was running for the Senate. He was part of his camp. He was volunteering on his campaign back in the day.
Oh, he was. Huh? Your father was?
Yeah, yeah. Before my dad and I got radicalized, like you know.
Before you became a conservative, I know. But you can't. At least your listening audience is not listening.
You've completely turned me, Trey. You've completely turned me, man.
Well, we saved you. I'm glad we saved you. I think you saved yourself. You got a good head on your shoulders. You can't go with that liberal
thing. Let me tell you something, Trade. I mean, everyone around me, man's liberal, and the way it's looking now is that I can't talk to these people anymore, you know?
I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, they really get pissed off. They really get mad when you start talking and you start saying,
sure.
Well, Hillary's no good. And they love Hillary. They think Hillary walks on water. And Barack Obama is like a god to them, you know?
Yeah.
You can do no wrong. But
and they're sharing things that, you know, Trump's a racist and all that. I mean, it's
oh, yeah, of course.
There's no
matter at it. Of course,
let me tell you something. This political correctness is going out the door, Trade, you know?
Oh, forget about it. It's ruining the whole country. I mean, you know.
I know.
And the guys that they keep on talking on the college campuses where the students there.
But that's what
all...
they do, Trade. That's what they do. All my friends. See, I didn't go to college, you know. I started my radio show and I.
Right.
Started this record business, but all my friends, they go to these college and live in universities, and they turn them all liberal. They pump people my age with the liberal agenda, you know?
Oh, I know, of course, yeah.
And they're teaching us political correctness, too, I mean, you know?
Well, yeah, we can't hurt their feelings, you know, all the
oh,
kids
it's out
on
of control. It's out of control.
Yeah, I know. The president of the universities, they're resigning.
Let me tell you something, Trey. You know, I didn't see Barack in 08. You know, I was horrified the first time I saw him on TV. But, you know, think about the opportunity Barack had, what he could have done, and how he just blew it, you know? I mean, it's a failed presidency. He blew it badly, you know?
He could have been a really good president. Even if he wanted to lean left, he could have done the right thing and he could have been a good president. But he didn't. He's a big racist. He's probably the biggest racist we got. He's worse than Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. That's the shame.
Yeah, but
he
hangs around with them, Trade. He invites them to the White House. I mean, they're his advisors. I mean, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, they're full of hate. They're full of hate. There's not one nice person in their body.
I know. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's embarrassing almost. It's embarrassing, the situation. I mean, the country has gotten more racist now in the past 7-8 years than
I mean,
ever
the whole been. Thing with the... I mean, I never could have predicted something like the whole thing with the cops against the blacks against the cops. And
I know.
They all fuel it, you know? I never would have predicted something like that.
They hate... They're everybody's against, you know...
The people my age are for that Black Lives Matter, you know? They're all for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, Black lives do matter, but everybody else's lives matter, too. You know, I mean...
Yeah, but they're dogs, Trey. The dogs, you know?
I know.
Anyway.
Well, the situation is that Planned Parenthood, like 70% of the babies that are aborted are blacks. And I guess black babies don't matter to them too much, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's really true. And, of course, the black-on-black violence in Chicago is overwhelming. I mean, you can't even keep up with that, and nobody ever mentions it. you know.
Yeah, there's a record show in Chicago. I don't know if I'll do it, man. It doesn't look too pretty. I saw a Detroit trade in 2012. Just think of all the music that came out of Detroit that I play on my radio show.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You'd be shocked.
It looks like a war zone.
Unbelievable.
It's like a war zone. That's what happens. That's what's happening. Did you see about the sorties? They executed all those.
Back in 2013, I did a record show outside of Baltimore trade. I got off 95.
Yeah.
To get something to eat in Baltimore. Holy cow, the poverty. It was horrifying.
Well, that's what happens when the Democrats control the areas. It's all usually always in the Democrat-controlled areas that it happens like that. Detroit, Philadelphia, all those bad spots they wound up being controlled by Democrats for years and years, and they pull them into the ground. I mean, there's so much corruption going on. The Republicans are much better, but they are a little better.
I agree with you, Trade. I mean, but I don't think they're as corrupt as the Democratic Party.
Right? No, they're not. That's true. That's it.
But they're not angels, you know.
No, of course not. No. Well, they say the Republican Party now are just basically Democrats.
I mean, you remember the Republican sweep in 2014? I mean, what happened with that? Nothing's getting done, you know.
Nothing at all. I know. They've been patsies. They've been just sitting there, you know. Well, they're afraid of Barack because he's black. They don't want to. They pull the race card. They're definitely afraid of the race card all the time.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
And that's what the Democrats knew. That's why the Democrats knew if they put a black guy in power, that he would be untouchable. I mean, if he was white, he'd be.
Let me tell you something, Trade. I mean, Bill and Hillary Clinton seem untouchable, and it's pretty disgusting, you know?
Oh, I know. I know.
It's brutal.
Well, they released more emails, and they say that I saw another article that said that she should resign.
Yeah.
She should resign because she's so.
The Benghazi scandal alone, Trade, and can you imagine if she should be in prison.
Absolutely. Well, I heard, I heard from decent sources that at that night when Benghazi was happening, that one of the FBI egos said to her, or one of the CIA agents said to her, you know, there's a problem going on. She goes, I'm too drunk to think about it right now. I mean, I heard she was drinking. She drinks a lot, you know. I heard the story is she drinks a lot.
I'm amazed with her outfits. I mean, some of these outfits, it looks like she grabs like a comforter or something and puts buttons on it or something and wraps it around her, you know?
A curtain, yeah, I know. It's so funny. Is that funny? Yeah, she's a funny lady. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, if Trump is not nominated and they don't want to nominate him,
I'm going to cry, Trade. I'm going to be devastated, you know?
Yeah, he's the only guy that could beat her. Because he's got wider appeal. He will get some Democrat votes, and he will get some moderate votes. Besides all the Republican votes, or as many Republican votes.
I feel the Republicans don't want him. I mean,
they don't.
Look at Jeb Bush, a commercial every commercial break.
It's unbelievable, I know. So many spots.
He's going nowhere.
And going nowhere. He is going nowhere. I think he's going to drop out very soon, Kevin. He doesn't have long.
He looks aggravated too. He doesn't look like he's in it to win anymore. He looks bewildered, you know.
He does. He looks like he's in a daze. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know. I feel a little sorry for him. Tell you the truth.
I mean, Bush. I mean, I don't know about the father. I mean, Bush didn't really seem conservative though. I mean, Bush wasn't conservative. Was the father? You know.
No, the father was kind of left of center a little bit, and GWB 43 was, I think, a little more conservative than the father.
Okay.
And this guy, I heard he was. Everybody says he was a Florida, and I heard he was. He did a great job, But listen, he's got no shot now. Trump is the man. If Trump doesn't get the nomination, we're going to lose the presidency. Hillary's going to win. But it's 10 a.m., and we got to get going. Listen, thanks a lot for calling in, Kevin. Kevin Bowles, my guest on WATD Radio every Saturday night. Every Friday night till Saturday morning. Anyway, take a listen to him. This is Trade Martin on the Sunday Morning Funhouse. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday at midnight. This coming 12 midnight, Tuesday night is Wednesday at midnight. God bless everybody, and have a great day. Happy New Year.
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. We have cake now, guys.
Today in news.